web, spider web.
Do you call it the same thing, like if it's in the corner of a room?
Yeah. I reckon it's a spider web
anywhere.
It is.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of tree that people tap for sugar?
That's sugar maples. There's some girls over on PD.
Oh.
And sugar camps, a little old creek between here and Weaver Creek, they call it, little old creek between here and Sheridan. They used to call it Sugar Camp, and I said, what gave it its name? Was it people would go up funny on the head of it? There's lots of them sugar maples up there. And they'd go up there and camp and tap them
when it come time to tap them. Mm-hmm.
And got to where they call a little old creek Sugar Camp.
Oh, I never heard of that one. I hadn't heard of that at all. Now, what about the different kinds of shade trees that they have around here?
Well, we've got the white maple, white silver maple for one kind. We've got the weeping willow for another kind. And this is some kind of a elm out here in Maud's yard. I forgot what it is. And then they've got we've got the box elder. And I don't know what all that, you know, grows up. That's some kind of an elm out there in her yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got these old mimosas.
Mm-hmm.
And I reckon that's all the shade trees that I can just mention right off.
What about sycamores they have?
Oh, we have plenty of sycamores. Used to be before this cut for logs.
Oh.
Up and down the rivers more so than anywhere
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about, well, what was the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
Cherry trees.
Do you have those around here very much?
Well, plenty of wild ones right there. The one at your back. There are not so many. Miss Clutch is too tame. Cherry dies right out there. They seem like they're hard to raise here. Well, maybe if you get out on a mountain, what hurts them so bad in the sap comes up so early, and then the freeze comes, you know, and cause a full of sap kills them.
Mm-hmm. And what about a kind of a shrub? It's kind of between the size of a bush and a tree, and the leaves get real red in the fall, and now it's supposed to be, I've heard now, that it's poison to some people.
Well, I don't reckon we've got every one of them around here, that I know of.
Do you have any shoemake?
Yeah, we have in the country. We've got shoemake out in the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard it was poison to people?
No, I don't reckon
well,
I ever did.
I don't know if that is or not.
Shoemake berries, you know, shoemakers used a whole lot by the pioneers about their dyeing.
Mm-hmm. With dyeing.
Their color.
That's right. They used it. They'd use that for dyeing, didn't they?
And yeah, make, setting their color and making their
that's right.
color and their different things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about, you said that, I remember you told me you had blackberries. What other kinds of berries would you
have? Well, we've got the wild blackberries and we've got wild dewberries. And that's the only kind of wild berries that I know of that we've got here, but we've got strawberries. People raise the strawberries, and I guess you know that since you're up at Marshall.
Yeah, they used to raise them at Marshall.
And then they, sometimes in the Knoll garden here down in yonder, you'll find what they call a June berry. It's just a berry to eat. I call it for kids to eat.
Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm.
But I don't know if anybody's got any right now. I'm going to buy me some, but that's not now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, if you were going to refer to your husband, you know, the man that you're married to, and you're talking to somebody else about him, how would you refer to him, besides just calling his name? You'd say, well, would you call him your husband or your man or something like that? You ever
well, it'd be the properest and more mannerly to say my husband would be my man or the old man or something like that.
But then people would say those
Well, sometimes they do, yeah.